All right, you have returned for segment four of program 10 of The Bigger Picture with Marshall Wood, your host. I was talking about a letter that I wrote to the Graham Media Group that owns a bunch of stations, significant stations in significant cities. And I did so because I'd noticed their local station where I live in Jacksonville, WJXT, has had really a not-so-subtle change over the last couple of years in the way they deliver the news and the stories that are selected. And there are a lot of stories out there that were of interest to me, significant interest, like babies being placed in an oven and baked alive by Hamas. Yeah. That has been validated. And other horrible atrocities when they do their international news segments on WJXT. All I've heard about are, well, the Israelis are bombing the parking lot of a hospital and killing people and distorting actually the facts that were done. It's always, well, the Karens are saying, you know, Hamas is, they may not be so good, but the Palestinian people are really suffering because, well, they're suffering because of the evil Jews. And we have all these hyperactive, overfed, undereducated Karens, white liberal kids, most of them, who are blaming everything on the Jews. And you know what? The Bible in Zechariah chapter 12, and I'll just tell you, give you the reference. You can look it up, and then I'll paraphrase it quickly. It is Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. That's all you need to know. He just says, in that day he, God, will make Jerusalem a stumbling block for the whole world, and the world is going to hate the Jewish people. 20 million people, that's all, in a global population of human beings of 9 billion are Jewish. Yet they account for a disproportionate share of the great inventions and processes in our country. Many of our most important medicines and IT things are made in Israel. And, well, I don't have enough time to discuss this in length, but the Jews are very significant people. To me, as a Christian, I believe the Word of God, and it says, well, they are His people, His people. And I am on record in a couple of sermons I preached a few years ago. Not that I'm a preacher. I just happen to be filling in for somebody who said, well, you can fill the pulpit today and you can preach. And I did. And I talked about the eighth doctrine that is part of the Bigger Picture series, which is, in the end, doctrine number eight, says it's all about the Jews. And we're finding that out today. We're finding out today that Donald Trump has been successful in polarizing our country as he was intended to do by God. He was never intended to be our deliverer. He was intended to be the point of the spear to draw people out and force them into one of two camps, because there's no such thing as lukewarm, according to Jesus in his letter to the church of the angel of Laodicea. Because you are lukewarm, I will spew out of my mouth. I wish you were either hot or cold. Well, that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's bringing out the people who are for him, who are for the traditional values that have made America great. It's very well said. Made America great. Now we also have on the other side those who hate him with a passion as much as they hate Father God, because most of them are very anti-God, atheist, or recreated liberals, philosophically liberal Christians, if they're that at all, or they're other groups like Islamist terrorists. Anyway, Donald Trump has divided us, thank you, Donald Trump, into two groups, those who are willing to stand up and say, we want to make America great again because what America was worked and it worked well, and those other that have been brainwashed by the Marxist through the media. I believe that's the single greatest source of the contamination of America, the nightly news that people looking at the former trusted heads Even Walter Cronkite was unreliable, though we didn't know it at the time. But what we have now being put out every day is the news you are supposed to hear. It's not the truth. And it's presented by a bunch of Karens who want to complain and complain and complain about everything that you, the traditional American, is doing to push back against the encroaching evil from the Democrats and from the Black Lives Matter people and from the Black Marxist and especially from the white liberal establishment that pulls the strings. Can you say people like Miss Badalamonte of Graham Media Group, who sits at the top and who has an all-white, essentially female staff? I've asked for what schools they're from. I can find out easy enough. But I guarantee you we're going to find that they have very specious degrees from institutions that are seeped in cultural Marxism, critical race theory, et cetera, et cetera, if they've even gone to college at all. Excuse me. We have a mess. We have a mess. Zechariah chapter 12 told us that in that day, Jerusalem is going to be a stumbling block. And in the prophetic scripture, well, I hold that country, nation number 7 in Revelation 17:10 is America. But the reality is all those cultures before it died, and they died for the same reasons, which we've talked about, and I talked about in the bigger picture, which is simply the feminization of the culture, and that's what the Marxists have done, and now we see it. There are women everywhere that are running things and calling the shots and overriding the traditional doctrine of men. Okay, come back for segment 5, and I'll try to defend what I just said. Thank you.